When the coronavirus pandemic hit the Chattanooga area, Steam Logistics had just started a new policy allowing its employees to work from home. I spoke recently with Brittany Payone, the human resources manager at the international logistics firm.
Brittany, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Ray.
You folks at Steam Logistics already had developed your working from home arrangements before the coronavirus hit.
We were talking about it, and then we finally rolled out a policy for some of our staff to start working at home. With COVID-19 hitting, it really forced our hand to open that up company-wide. I have to say, with that whole transition, it was quite seamless for us. We're glad that the policy that we did create actually does work. When you're working from home, are people really working, or are they mowing their lawn? That was kind of one of our worries, but it's been completely proven untrue for us.
What is your policy, and how does that enable your business to do what it does?
Our operations team, which execute all of our international shipments, that they would start working in a flex schedule or a work from home type of situation. It would really would be dependent upon their tenure at Steam. So we wanted to have, with international shipping in general, there is a large learning curve. So we wanted to have an employee that had been there for at least a year, so they would have that experience and that knowledge before we kind of just set them free to work from home. However, we hired recently before COVID-19, and we ended up having a couple of our employees that had only been there for maybe a couple of weeks. And so we had to act quickly, and our whole team went home, even our sales. Like, we have such a big sales culture, and the way we run things, we like to have them in-house. So we have that camaraderie between the sales teams. There's music blaring, there's gongs going off every time they get a good sale or a good profit on a shipment. And so we were a little bit worried and hesitant about our sales. With them going home, are they going to have that same productivity? However, it's been proven and true. We've been able to ramp up our business more so than we thought we would be, and we're sitting pretty right now.
What are some things that you have learned that have worked very well, and some things that you're rethinking?
For us, communication was the key for all of this. We have less emails and more phone calls now. That has been good for us because we've been able to connect more on a personal level, I would say, with our coworkers, as opposed to just coworker to coworker now. One of the things that isn't really working for us is we miss each other. Working from home can be isolating, so it's imperative for us to ensure that our team is not forgotten during the separation from each other.
And also being mindful of colleagues who have families also staying at home, because some of you do and some of you don't.
Right. And some of us have children and we have to homeschool our children. Summer camps have been canceled, so that ongoing childcare is going to have to happen. So someone will have to stay home. And you have to be, like you said, mindful of that. So it's been a new territory for us to navigate through, but we've all adapted really well with it.
What are you hearing from your peers elsewhere in the industry?
Industry-wise, a lot of us, we all went to the online platform. Everyone's working virtually from home. And so we are now just trying to decide, how are we going to be bringing everybody back into the office? Like I said, that's a big question mark for us. We are waiting to get a little bit more guidance on how to do it. We have, of course, those reopening guidelines, but we want to ensure that we're doing our part to flatten the curve. We value transparency. We've always been very transparent about our commission structure, our financials, what's going on with the company and the health of the company. And it's no different with us working from home either. There's always autonomy, and we kind of glorify that. We want people to have ownership of what they do, and it's no different with people working from home.
One way or another, the culture at your workplace, whether it's all in person or it's a hybrid or it's all remote, it has changed, and it has changed for good.
It has. For us, culture is a living thing. though we are deliberate with our culture, we also know that the business is going to change and we need to change with it, but we need to steer it in the direction that we want it to be.
And where can people go online to follow Steam Logistics and everything you do?
Our website is www.steamlogistics.com. We are on Instagram at Steam Logistics and also on Facebook, which is Steam Logistics as well.
All right, Brittany, thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Ray. I really appreciate it.